This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Although Joseph Gonzalez, the former head of dance at our National Performing Arts Academy, Aswara, has left that institution a while ago, his influence and legacy continue to be felt. In the coming weekend, graduates from Aswara Dance Faculty will come together to perform Crossing Borders in Bharatanatyam in Lambang Sari Istana Budaya. And with me is Imran Shafiq, who is one of the dancers. Welcome.
Hi.
Now, this has been done before. Crossing Borders, what is it?
Crossing Borders in Bharatanatyam is a dance performance of Indian classical dance of Bharatanatyam itself. Now, what are the specials of this version compared to the previous one?
You've done it quite a few times before.
Yeah, we've done it twice before. First in ICCR, in the Indian Cultural Centre in Masjid Jami. And then secondly, they bring us to Jammu and New Delhi in India itself to perform the repertoire of Crossing Borders.
It was in 2014.
Yes, correct. And then we done it again in 2015 in Black Box Aswara, if I'm not mistaken. So the difference between Crossing Borders then and now is this time there will be seven dancers. It's the graduate of the Bharatanatyam itself, which has performed the Arangetrams from the Faculty of Dance Aswara.
Before, who were the dancers?
Before this, they were just the students from Aswara, which are formally trained in Aswara, whereas now the seven dancers are formally trained in Temple of Fine Arts and has gone through an intensive training for the Arangetrams.
So based on what you are telling me, although you haven't quite said it, this should be a better performance because you have all graduated and you have spent many years training in this dance.
Yes, correct. Basically, what we call is like, not to say all-star, but yeah, all of them has been graduated from Temple of Fine Arts formally.
In this dance, what will we see? Will we see one story being told, or are these different vignettes, different short stories, and each time a pair or a person will come out and dance the particular story, and then they will go out, and then another group of people will come in to dance?
For this show, it will be mainly involving three items. So basically, the first one is Pushpanjali, the opening dance. The second item is the Varnam, which is the main item of the night. It's about 50 minutes long. So it's the main chunk of it. And in that particular piece, we are telling the story of the epic Ramayana, which is very symbolic for throughout Southeast Asia and Hinduism especially. Of course, also in Malaysia because we have Wayang Kulit and all this Thailand as usual. So the dancers will alternately change the roles of themselves, being Rama, Sita, Lakshmana, Ravana and all.
So you don't have one person who throughout the dance performance playing one role?
People. We'll be changing. And the best thing is it will be alternately mixed with a pure dance. So in between each story, there'll be pure dance and then there'll be the swara and then there'll be the story. So it will not be a straightforward show. So it will be in break.
To make the analogy, it's a bit like Bollywood, isn't it? Where you have the story going on and suddenly you have the actors singing
dancing.
And
yes,
you have nothing
exactly
to do with the story.
It's true. Yeah.
So that's the influence.
Mm-hmm, correct.
You're trained in Aswara and you've also graduated in traditional classical Indian dance. For a lot of us, you know, listeners, myself, we don't know classical Indian dancing. When we see the dance, what should we look out for?
For Indian classical dance, what I can say, what people would look at is basically the head movement, which is very symbolic for the dance. But mainly, Indian classical dance is very challenging. One is the stamina. And then two, is the footwork of the dance itself. And then because the music is so good, and then the rhythm is very nice. So what I can say for the audience that will come, that maybe you won't understand the story or like how to appreciate the form. But if you can appreciate our effort of dancing the piece that you watch, it's totally challenging. And because I think the form itself is very, very exotic. And it's very catchy at the same time.
What are the challenges of learning this dance?
Oh, it's a lot. And one, the posture of the dance itself.
Describe the posture.
The posture is you have to sit in half, what we call is Aramandi position. It's a half sitting position where in ballet we call it plié, or the diamond shape where you have
your
to
bend.
Your
knees have to be bent.
Yeah. Your knees have to be bent, and then you have to turn out your knees according to your hip joint, and then you have to straighten your hands, which called Natyarambe, which are very long. So Bharatanatyam is very symmetrical. If you do right, you have to do left. If you have to do left, you have to do right.
So if I, even from that piece of information, if I don't understand the dance or what to look for, I should be looking out for this and see whether you are symmetrical at all times. So if the dancer is symmetrical, then it's something to applaud.
Yes, correct. And especially for the speed of the dance, where we go from first speed, second speed, third speed and fourth speed. So yeah, you have to look for it.
So beyond the symmetry, what else?
So this is interesting about Indian classical dance. It's just not about the dance. It's about the drama itself. So when you watch something is very happening, so what I can see is you watch for the emotion of the dancers. One is during their dancing. One is during their presenting the story.
When you say present the emotions of the dancer, classical dancing, as you have just described it, you know, you need to have the form correct. You know, you
correct,
have
yes.
to be symmetrical.
Uh-huh.
When you are focused on the form, where does the emotion come in?
That's why you need to practice. When you practice, then the emotion comes in easily. Because what we call kinesthetic memory, where your body is already know that it has to be there. It has to be right, it has to be right, it has to be left, it has to be left. So that's where when you develop your emotion naturally, that's it. It's about practice.
Once you practice,
you get the emotion. If you see the dancer struggling, means they are not practiced enough. That's all I can say.
When you're dancing, I assume the thinking stops.
Yes, correct.
It's all about letting your body do what it has been rehearsing.
It's true. Yeah. So it's more of your... Yeah, in performance theory, we call it liminality, where it's you but not you. Yeah, so it's interesting that this border, which you don't know whether is it you are dancing or is it you train your body to be like this, or you are becoming somebody else.
You're getting possessed.
Yeah, well, we call it because it's possessed. So-called. But I think all performers feel that way. Even actors, when they have to sometimes do method acting to feel, you know, how is it to be a murderer, how to be a thief, something to make them know how to be in the role.
While I understand the stories in these dances, while I understand what you're offering, why is it called Crossing Borders?
I know you're going to ask that. Okay, so because our country is actually a multiracial country, multicultural country, filled with diversity. So however, we often see that we are categorized of race or, you know, religion,
cultural groups.
So ghettoism. So, you know, we are very categorized in this kind of ways. So we tend, especially Joseph itself, he visualized that we are crossing these boundaries. Beyond these boundaries itself, how do we achieve that? So he thinks that by doing crossing borders, and especially in Bharatanatyam itself, because Bharatanatyam is so sacred for the Indians, it tells the story of their gods, it tells the story of their epics of Mahabharata and Ramayana. So this signifies our understanding of our learning wants to embody the other culture and Malaysian culture. So that's why what we're trying to do is we want to dance the Malaysian.
because you've been trained in Aswara, and I assume you also learn Malay traditional dancing. Mm. Did you learn Chinese traditional dancing also?
Yes, I did.
So when you perform an Indian dance, where is that body from? I am often confronted by dancers who say that, you know, Asians have an Asian body when mm-hmm. it comes to dancing. And I've asked that of Malaysian dancers. I said, do you think there is such a thing as Asian bodies? And some say yes. And they say, you know, Asians tend to do this. Asians tend to do that.
I see.
And some would say Asian dancers tend to have a kind of lower center of gravity. I don't know.
Yes, yes. I think that's correct. Especially because our culture, especially Asian culture, we have a very grounded, rooted culture where we tend to bow to our ancestors, to our elders, and then we tend to respect the culture compared to Western. And you can see the difference between our Malay dance, Matyong, where the dance starts from sitting down, and then the second with half sitting, and then the third one will be standing. So we can see that it's gradually going up, whereas like Western, the ballet is officially straight
up.
Yeah. Straight up. You need to be straight, chin up, shoulders back, so you show yourself. Whereas in Matyong or Silat, we open we buka sembah, and then we open the class, we respect the teachers. So it's actually our culture itself that makes the body like that.
Suddenly this thought comes to my mind in that, you know, you said ballet is kind of straight up and down. You show yourself, your posture is open. Yeah. And interestingly enough, contemporary dance gets lower and lower towards the ground.
Yes. Because they tend to break from it. Because ballet needs so much posture, so much attention of it. And some people don't have that body for ballet. So they still want to dance though. Yeah. So what they want to do is they break it and they turn it into contemporary.
Interesting, you know, you have Chinese and Malays, but there isn't an Indian name on that list.
Yes, correct. The Indian name will come from the choreographer and our teachers as well.
Crossing Borders in Bharatanatyam will take place in Istana Budaya's Lambang Sari, Friday, December 8th through Sunday, December 10th. Performances on Friday and Saturday are at 8:30 p.m. and on Sunday at 3 p.m. The choreographer is Shankar Kandasamy from the Temple of Fine Arts. Tickets are priced at 35 ringgit and 15 ringgit for students. This is Front Row, The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.